Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
First, let's talk about more snow and the cold that's coming with Demetrius Ivory from the WGN Weather Center. Demetrius, how are you, pal?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, I'm contractually obligated to say that,
yeah, I know.
That you're speaking with the competition. Gerald Scott, you're speaking with in about, 5 minutes? So I'm just letting you know that I'm contractually, I'm just kidding.
There's a lot of people going after Tom's job. I'm just trying to give everyone some equal time here.
Oh, yeah, everyone. she's a good friend. So, and she knows if she took Tom's job, I'd take her. So.
There you go. Boom.
This is too small.
You got a plan. I like that. Well, yeah, no, she's got this blood drive coming up, and she talks to us it every year. Yeah, for sure. First of all, I like the beard. I just want to tell you that.
You know what? Mixed responses. But what I found is that people who don't like it, I mean, they're violent, you know?
Oh.
It's just like, cut that off now.
Really?
I mean, it's stuff like that. Yeah, people who like it say I like it, you know? I don't like it right now. It's just too much.
It does. When you started growing it for the first time for a while, it's a pain in the ass. And then you can only grow it so much, and then you got to start trimming it. I did that last year. I did it a couple times, and I was like, uh-huh. Oh, screw this. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I mean, I'm already sleeping on my back. Because you can't, I mean, anything that touches it, it feels like, you know, I don't know.
Like a Brillo pad on your face, like tinfoil on your face. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Tough being a guy.
All right, so that's new for the new year. Any New Year's resolutions for you? I know that's kind of a cliche thing. A lot of people do them.
Well,
a lot of
you know
people
what?
Don't.
I know, but I'm very cliche. I am a religious New Year's resolution.
Oh, okay.
Would it be resolver? I guess resolver.
All right.
And I follow mine. So I want to save a certain amount of money. I want to read 12 books.
Oh.
And I know, that's close.
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one. And you said you want to save more money. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, I have an amount that I'm probably going to hurt my feelings at the end of the year because I won't come close. But then, I have a fitness goal, you know. I'm sure Dr. Smith will be talking about those too.
He will be talking about that. He makes me feel guilty. And actually, I will tell you something. He's the guy that really, you know, about, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it was, I took off about 40 pounds and I kept him off. And, you know, he's about the intermittent fasting. And, you know,
right.
Again, there's a level of guilt that he provides that makes me want to continue to lose weight and stay healthy and trim. And that's an important thing.
You know, he did it for me, too. A couple of years ago, I was 20 pounds heavier. He came in. He had written a book about cutting sugar out.
That's right.
Cutting sugar out.
Yeah.
I did it, and I'm telling you, from that day on, I'm not really a sugar guy. I've stopped putting it in my coffee, stopped putting it in my tea, and I would put it on grits and, you know, rice and everything. He came in just a random, you know, interview, and I heard it, and he got me to, this was a couple years ago, too. I just stopped with sugar.
What about bourbon? Because bourbon does break down into sugar. You're not going to give that up, are you?
Oh, don't do that to me. Come on, listen.
I know you're a bourbon guy.
I don't want to know the truth.
It's true. I'm going to have one right after the show. Believe me. I'm sure you are, too, after days of dealing with this storm.
Oh, after this. Let me tell you what's going to happen with this round two or round three.
Yes, please.
So round one was the snow, I guess, from last night. Round two, I would say, is now. Kind of that rain, the drizzle. But then round three is going to be more snow. It's not as bad, but it is fluffy white snow, and it is going to stick. So maybe snow-covered roads in the morning, 1 to 3 inches additional snow coming our way. The one would be south of I-80 or along I-80. The three would be right up along the Wisconsin-Illinois state line, Boone, Winnebago, McHenry, and Lake counties, but that will kick a lot of those folks up to a foot of snow from this thing.
Yeah, up north, I've seen pictures from friends that live on the border, live in Kenosha, or live in Lake Geneva, and they absolutely got hammered. They said it looks beautiful because there's so many lakes to look out on when you're out there. But for the most part, I don't want to say it pivoted. I knew there was a bunch of models that you guys were looking at, and none of them were really cooperating with one another. Nothing was really consistent, so it's hard to figure that out. But it's pivoted just a little bit.
Nothing was consistent, but I'm going to brag here. This is a humble, but
yes, sir.
Not so humble brag. So there's this old model called the NAM model, North American model. It's an old model. I mean, it literally is like driving a 90-something car right now, you know. It's an old model. People stopped using it. But it had this weird solution where it would bring in the snow, bring up the rain snow line up north, and then dry slot us, which is where you dry out like now,
right.
and then bring snow. And I liked it. And well, first off, I'm a fan of, you know, I this is one I use in college. So
okay.
I just like it anyway. So
okay.
If it's anything close to right, that's the one I like to use.
So you nailed it. So you're, I mean, well, I hope Tom's listening because, I mean, he has to know this, you know.
I wouldn't say I nailed it, but I would say that, like, at the last second, I picked the model that I think did the best. And, you know, they kind of started to agree a little bit. I mean, you know, you got all those 14 inches Chicago models and all that stuff, and it was just they were just out to lunch. We kind of figured it out, but there was no model agreement really at all for this thing. And it was just, you know, our most reliable ones just completely swung and missed, in my opinion. But the oldie but goodie, the tried and true,
pulled it out. Yes. Demetrius, yes. Ivory from the WGN Weather Center. All right, do me a favor. Please, yeah. Go have a bourbon, something, old-fashioned something.
I'm a rye whiskey guy, so
beautiful.
I'm going there tonight.
Yeah, love it.
It's perfect for a snow night, right?
I'll say hello to Cheryl for you, buddy.
Say hello. Tell her she wants a dance-off. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay, I'll tell her. All right, buddy. Have a great night. Take care. All right.